Entrepreneur Heroes Podcast with your host, the award-winning speaker, mentor, and serial entrepreneur, Ree.
Welcome to today's episode where we are going to be discussing how you can make 100 grand a month just by knowing your KPIs. First of all, for the new listeners, and maybe some people just don't know, and it's okay. What is a KPI? Well, it's a key performance indicator. Now, when we talk about business, you probably hear people talking about your profit, your loss, your expenses, your taxes. Yes, that's stuff to know about in business. You might also hear about talking about how many deals they're closing, from how many leads they're generating. Yes, that's an important KPI as well. However, for those of you that are trying to start or scale your business, these KPIs, which I'm going to be talking about right now, are very, very important. And if you implement them and you start to understand it and decide what it is for you, where you need to be, believe me, your business can revolutionize. So first thing I'm going to be talking about is social media. Social media as a KPI, right? Think about it. We get likes, we get views, we get comments. Now, would you agree that those KPIs can turn into book calls and those calls can turn into cash collected? Yeah, you're probably thinking, yeah, right. Well, it can. It does. Works for me and it's working for my clients right now. So I want you guys to think of a number. Okay, think of the price of your program. And think of an ideal number that you would like to get a month, right? How many sales would you like to make? So in this episode, we're talking about 100K. Now, if you had a 5K program, you would need to make 20 sales to get 100K. Pretty simple, right? So that's KPI to know. But how do we actually get there? How many interactions, conversations do we need to actually have? Bearing in mind, at this stage, we're not running any ads. This is totally organic. So with that in mind, you need to make 20 sales at 5K to get to your 100K month goal. Okay, so using your previous experience or an average sales figure, some say 30%, going by what I'm doing in the last couple of weeks, it's gone to 50%. It was more. It does fluctuate. But for the purpose of this, let's say a 50% close rate. Okay, so our numbers are 5K program, 20 sales per month at a 50% close rate. So with that number, for me, having 100 conversations a week is easy because the amount of views I get on my story, the amount of likes I get on my posts and comments are people telling me they're interested. So when that interest comes up, it tells me they're no longer a cold lead. They're warm. So we can nurture them. So I want you guys to understand that these KPIs are very, very important. So with the content you're putting out, we want it to convert. And when it converts, you've got your views, your likes, and your comments. So from those, you can easily have 100 conversations a week. And at the end of the month, that's 400 conversations if we're going by Monday to Friday. So it's quite easy. If we think about it now, we've had 400 conversations at the end of the month. And if we get 10% of those on calls, that means we've got 40 booked calls. Now, at a close rate of 50%, we're getting 20 cells. And that, my listeners, is 100K. So whatever you're doing, I want you to write down how many you can physically do a week. And don't play small. Aim for the moon. And if you miss, you'll hit the stars anyway. So think of that number. Work backwards. How many do you need per week? What is your close rate? What is the investment for your program? And believe me, once you know these numbers, hitting your target becomes so much easier. Now, this is a breakthrough for maybe a lot of people, and some people that are doing all right, it's okay because you can just turn your KPIs up. So this has been a bit of a golden nugget, which I wanted to share with everyone today. So hope you got value, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.